Welcome back to Value Nation's The Value Bowl, where we break down real estate tips and tricks in 5 minutes or less. Last time, we talked about the myth of price per square foot and not using it as the only metric for creating new value on a property. So let's dig in a little bit deeper on square footage. So you might think square footage is a simple measurement, but there are rules. So today, we're actually going to break down what counts in that residential square footage. The American National Standards Institute, or ANSI, provides the guidelines appraisers use to measure homes. Only finished above grade living areas count in the gross living area. That means no basement. Even if it's beautifully finished with a giant bar and a bowling alley, attics must have at least 7 feet of ceiling height and permanent access, like stairs, to be included in that square footage. Finished garages, yeah, they don't count. Enclosed porches, only if they're heated and finished to the same quality as the main house. Square footage errors can cause major appraisal discrepancies. Overstating size can inflate expectations and even lead to contract issues if the appraisal comes in short. We hate that, as do the agents. Real estate agents should really verify size with official records or use certified measurement services when in doubt. Accuracy builds trust and ensures smoother transactions. So the takeaway here, square footage can make or break a deal. We all know that. Know what counts, and when in doubt, measure it out. Oh, I didn't even know it. I have a question for our valuation pros. Head over to www.nationwideamc.com and ask your question through the Contact Us tab. See you next time on Value Nation's Value Bolts.